Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers who are here or are watching on live stream. I always look at Mother's Day or like 4th of July and wonder, did I say something last week? Because our numbers shrink a little bit and this weekend is a big weekend to go to Grandma's house. Last weekend was amazing, wasn't it? For those of you who are here with the bishop and our Marian procession, May crowning, just a glorious weekend. We're so very grateful. This coming Thursday is something I hope you all will join us in. What am I talking about? This coming Thursday, we're going to launch the first of 18 weeks in a row of getting together every Thursday night and falling on our face, figuratively, you're welcome to do it that way, but we're going to go and get as close as we can get to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. So a holy hour of adoration. And we got permission to launch this the first week. The rest will be here in the church, but the first week, this coming Thursday, is gonna be on the steps of State Street, steps of the Capitol, of Wisconsin Capitol. So that's at 6 to 7. We're trying to make these family friendly. So starting in June, when we have them here, we're actually gonna end with a little pizza party on the lawn. So, but please plan to join us for these. Why? Why are we doing this? Listen, we know what we've gone through in the past year or so, but we also know too what's going on with a cabal, I'll use that term, that has decided this is their time, decided that Christianity is at a moment, maybe they believe, a breaking point. And so they're moving in, and they are presenting what I call the dogma of a radical secular religion. And it's the only narrative that's allowed. If you don't follow, they're literally evangelizing, if you can say that, this dogma of the radical secular religion. So this narrative that's only allowed, so if you deviate from it, you will be censored, you will be punished. The other name I've been given to them is an organized crime syndicate. You know, they're all in league with each other. Now, I use the word league. I want to point to the year that we're in. The Holy League, okay, was in 1571. We are celebrating the 450th anniversary this year. Of what? Of a Christianity in 1571 that was much like our own. It was weak. It was divided. And the Ottoman Turks felt this is our time. We can bum rush them and deal the last blow. And Pope Pius V would have none of it. And so he got his remnant forces together under Don John of Austria, and they stood their ground. They stood their ground. And they defeated the Ottoman Turks and saved Christianity in that era. We are at a pivotal point in our church and in our culture, I believe, and I think you do too, where we need to stand our ground. Well, what does that mean? Are we going to get in ships and start blasting cannons? No, this is a supernatural war that we're in. This is, like I said, it's the dogma of the radical secular religion. It's a secular meaning non-sacred or anti-God. This is what they're pushing in, and you will sit down and shut up. So we want to stand against that. We want to push that out. And so we need to, and this is what I believe, and I pray you do too, we need to rally the remnant forces, get down on our knees, and beg God to bring that Holy Spirit down to us at this time. This is the quote that I'm standing on. I am convinced that a movement of restoring adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is the spiritual therapeutic for cleansing our country of demonic influence and opening the floodgates of grace that will heal our land, bringing our country back to the spiritual health of being one nation under God once again. We're weak. We're divided. We need to become united. Recall the first reading when we've been reading the Acts of the Apostles all during this Easter season. But what happened during this first reading? While they're there, when Peter entered, Cornelius met him and falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter said, wait, I'm just a man. But the desire to fall at his feet. And then as they were praying, Peter proceeded to speak and said, in truth, I see that God shows no partiality, rather in every nation, whoever fears him. Remember, we've been talking about that Holy Spirit gift, that first gift, that entryway gift of fear of the Lord. You get, it's also called wonder and reverence. But you get to that place where you're afraid of ever disappointing him because he's your everything. While Peter was speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. But brothers and sisters, that's what we're praying for. We're begging God, please, let that Holy Spirit fall once again on us and on our church and on our nation. Let's push out this darkness with Christ's amazing light. The disease we're facing right now is spiritually lukewarmness. We've allowed our faith to become minimalistic. It's something that we try to put in when we have time while we prioritize everything else in our lives. Do we truly love him? Love him to the point where we're afraid of offending him. Jesus said in the gospel, as the Father loves me, so I love you. One of my good friends, we used to get together, the guys, and I actually talked about getting back together more often with what we called pipes and pints. And then COVID hit, so that stalled it for another year. But guys helped me get this back together. And the warmer days were out on the lawn, and the cooler months were in my living room. But pipes and pints, is some guys like to smoke a pipe occasionally, and then we have a beer or two, and sometimes whatever food we put together, pizza or something, but it's a great time. And I remember when we were first getting together, Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Heller, one of the most manliest men I've ever met, a good friend of mine, he turned to me and he said, I love you, Father. And I went, wow. Guys can say that? And, you know, he actually has a habit of doing that. And I went, I've been wanting to do that, but I didn't think that was considered manly to do that. Now, you might have noticed that I do it a lot now, okay? And so I'm going to do it right now. I love you. I love you. Jesus said, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Live in my love so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. We need to start a revival of just telling each other we love each other. Because we do, don't we? Or at least we should. And see, this is what I believe Eucharistic adoration is all about. It softens the heart. It was St. Ignatius of Loyola that said, St. Alphonsus Liguria that said, of all devotions, that of adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is the greatest after the sacraments, the one dearest to God, and the one most helpful to us. So what are we doing? We're pulling out the biggest guns available to us beyond the sacraments. We're coming together in adoration. The night is all set up. It's beautiful. We're going to include our Blessed Mother right at the beginning. We have this incredible prayer, and I'm going to close with it my homily today because it's just beautiful. To our Blessed Mother, praying for our nation. And then we go into the rosary, and then we're going to have a beautiful period of adoration. The sanctuary is going to be adorned. I think I got 80 candles. We want to make this especially beautiful and sacred. It's to help us, what? To help us open our hearts to receive that wonderful gift of fear of the Lord. I love you so much, God. I can't ever dream of offending you. We beg the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and to come into our country. And so please, please consider, again, the first one and the only one at the state capitol this Thursday night from 6 to 7. We got a great team together. We're going to have it very beautiful. The 80 candles are going to be up there as well. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Please plan to join us. I don't know if we'll come up with some place to go to have a little social afterwards, but we're going to start the socials here starting the first Sunday in June. So again, please stand us. I want to close with this prayer because it's the prayer I hope all of us feel in our heart that we need most at this time. Let us pray. O most blessed Virgin, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and the threatened sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this nation is founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.